This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unbelievable. Look, the guy might have misspoke. I think he meant to say black clouds. Jesus.
Maybe. Or maybe...
Man, come on. I mean, if you're wondering, you just tuned in. We were talking about, you know, I think it's convenient blaming Sharon Moore for the state of the program. You guys been there for 10 minutes. And then I didn't pick up on that caller saying that. And Rico, now I understand why his team made the face that he made. I'm like, well, what did he say? Well, there's the audio. Yikes. All right. Maybe it was just a simple mistake. Football today, anybody?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, wasn't able to get you all's full thought yet on this deal, so let's do it now. The Chiefs have traded for DeAndre Hopkins. There were also reports out there that they wanted Cooper Kupp but didn't want to pay the price of a second-round pick, and they needed another team to take on the large chunk. But they got Hopkins. Your thoughts?
I think for the Chiefs, it works out because they were cash strapped. They didn't have a ton of money because it's all invested in about three players. But you do get Mahomes a new toy. You get him somebody who can pick up the first down, and he'll be a complimentary piece to go along with Worthy. It'll go along with Kelsey. And let's face it, man, they're not running a touchdown play in Kansas City. They've yet to break 30 points this season.
Move they had to make. I mean, I'm good with it. The idea is he can come in, be a professional. Just space the field a little bit. I mean, David, for God's sake, Sky Moore actually got in a game last week. So, yeah, B plus, A minus move, best shot to get on par with the Ravens.
So I want your thoughts on this one here because this is just breaking. So Andy Dalton was involved in a car accident yesterday and will not be able to play on Sunday. So Bryce Young is now set to start again for the Panthers on Sunday. They have... the Broncos on Sunday.
Here's my response. that's Carolina's response to seeing Bryce Young again. Feel free.
So no shot at him actually looking good and returning back to the starting role.
I think we may have a challenge for Thanksgiving.
I just don't see it. There's no infrastructure. And for God's sakes, Jaden Daniels got hurt last week, and they lost 37-0.
Yeah, you're right about that. They look bad overall.
Sure.
And they're shopping their wide receiver, so...
Well, Deontay's shopping himself. He's had enough. David's lived that experience. Here's Deontay Johnson when he wakes up in the morning. I mean, it's chaos in Carolina.
Deontay Johnson will be playing for your Michigan Panthers real soon. So let's get to this. Yeah, one bad team to another bad team, but there's a reason why I'm doing this. It's the New England Patriots. So after the game, in his post-game interview, Coach Mayo decided to call his team soft. Well, Bill Belichick has responded to some things that he said in his post-game. He was on the Pat McAfee show, and he says, defensively, the Patriots led the league last year in rushing defense. Number one in the league this year, somehow they're in the 20s with the same guys. They are way down in the 20s. So who do you blame for the fall on defense? Mayo is a defensive guy.
I think part of the problem, first of all, I think him and Antonio Pierce as former players overplayed their hand with comments. You got to be one hell of a coach with a hell of a track record to maybe get away with calling your team soft. That's a problem. The other thing is, Rico, they don't have any talent.
Right.
And they didn't have a football department because Belichick was the whole department. So my question to you is, how is it going to be any different? It's not like Gerard Mayo's got 30 years of experience.
It's not. And if you're Mayo, you don't get to do that in the first year. You need to win some games. And I would say this, possibly because your offense can't stay on the field long enough that your defense is grabbing their helmets and another three and out. And we're back out on the field again. And they're just getting worn down. And look, losing is contagious. And after a while, you just, what are we doing out here? You feel like you're like Nick, like do 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 do. Yeah, that's it.
No,
that's every time the defense has to go back out on the field after another three and out.
So the Browns are making changes. No, not at quarterback. We all know they have an injury there. Jameis Winston is going to be the starter, but the Browns offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey will now call plays. Kevin Stefanski is out from calling plays. Is this a sign that it's over in Cleveland for Kevin Stefanski?
It's over for the franchise. I mean, you could make a case. This truly is a rare. This is a five-year rebuild. The Deshaun Watson contract is bad enough, but if he's dead, can't play, can't be sent away, you can't pay 60% of the deal to get him out plus a pick, you're stuck with all of that.
Right.
You're paying Myles Garrett a fortune. You have no quarterback, no draft capital, an expensive team. David, I think it's done on every level.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're Cleveland, with Deshaun going out, you may have been handed a blessing in disguise because now you can go out and draft a quarterback.
Right, but you won't be able to put anything around him. Look at the money. He takes up so much of their cap. I'm with you. They have to take a QB, but Rico, I don't know how they're going to build a team.
Mistakes were made.
That's why they should trade Myles Garrett to us for 50 first-round picks.
It's going
to
look like Carolina. No weapons, but you got a young quarterback, and he's now struggling.
And it usually ends up like that new drop we have.
So here's the news of last night. Alvin Kamara got a new deal. 2 years, $24.5 million. And, you know, not the question of do you pay running backs, all this stuff.
No, no, no.
They are still $8 million over the salary.
The salary cap is not real.
Whoever the executive is for New Orleans is the executive of the year. Because every year, he or she makes sure that team doesn't go out of business. Because the year they were $100 million, it seemed like, over the cap. And they still play. So they just print out money, I guess. But yeah, it's funny because it's New Orleans. Because, yeah, they're finding ways. And for everybody to say, well, you're because of the cap, it's not real. You fit the people in there and you manipulate the money around and you spread it out over years. Yeah, they'll be fine.
So, guys, I think I found the weakness of C.J. Stroud.
Oh, let's hear it.
It is road games. He is 9-2 at home, 5-6 away from home, only throws the ball for 213.5 average yards, 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Passer rating is 90.5 on the road, 106.3
All right.
At home.
Here, now I don't have time to do this live. Part of my concern with a stat like that is, okay, well, how many of those road games did they not have Tank Dell last year? Or how many of those road games have they not had Nico Collins this year?
That's fair.
If you want to say he has a weakness, and mind you, he's a second-year quarterback. Look, Nico's turned into a top 10 receiver in this league. Tank Dell's the guy who stretches the defense. I don't know. I mean, do they throw for 86 yards against Green Bay if Nico plays? Probably not. But I think it's something to monitor. I'm not ruling it out.
It is. Definitely something to monitor. And one thing that I did not notice, and I want to end with this, and, you know, we're talking about players and MVP players and Aiden Hutchinson and what he was. I did not realize the year that Dexter Lawrence was having, Michael.
I know.
Not realize it. He is now, because of Aiden's injury, the leader in sacks. He has 9 in 7 games.
You want him?
And he also has 13 QB hits, 4th in the NFL.
Make me an offer. I trade him. We're wasting sexy Dexy. There's no point. He's basically become Aaron Donald. What does it do for us? The Giants every Sunday at 1 o'clock. He's fabulous. He's an unbelievable player.
I didn't realize it, man.
We're wasting him. He's the best interior defensive lineman in the sport.
Yeah, doing that and no Thibodeau. So, yeah.
Correct.
That's impressive.
Correct.
Yeah, and what does it mean? It means Stu Gatz.
That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.